Welcome to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast.
With my husband.
And my father, Jason Thomas.
What up, Chiefs Kingdom? The Chiefs lost a close one to the Green Bay Packers last night, 31-24. A lot of things in the game went kind of how I saw it going. I did have the Packers winning 27-24, so I'm disappointed with the loss, but there are some positives. I'm going to get into some of the game stats, some of the next-gen stats, and then some of the observations from the game as I go along. But first, I want to hit on the injury report. There were three injuries for the Chiefs in the Packers game. There's Bashaud Breeland, who had the shoulder injury in the first half of the game, was able to come back in the second half of the game. But he did look kind of tentative. I'm sure he had some shoulder pain. And then the Chiefs had two twisted ankles in LDT, the right guard, and in Alex Okafor, the defensive end. Both those guys left the game and did not come back. I do not know about the severity of those ankle sprains at the moment. But, hopefully they aren't too bad. The Chiefs have had a lot of injuries here lately. And eventually those guys are going to start coming back and work their way back in with the team. Hopefully, excuse me, before long. I don't want to be upset about the game last night because the Chiefs did have a backup quarterback in there. I really do like Matt Moore, though. He doesn't have a backup quarterback arm or a late 30s quarterback arm. He's got a very, very good arm, and you could see that on display. And Reed schemed a lot of things up to the playmakers, and the Chiefs had a good game plan, and I really feel like this was a game that they could have won if they played mistake-free football, but they did not. And that's something that's kind of bit them at different times this season. Whether it was the fumble by LeSean McCoy that kind of seemed to turn the tide, or Andy Reid, that was a decision that really stumped me. With about 5 minutes to go, the Chiefs had it 4th and 3, and Reid punted. And, it was obvious to everybody, everywhere, that the Chiefs' defense was done by that point. They had been on the field too long. And I knew as soon as the Chiefs punted that they were never going to get the ball back. I actually just stopped the game and went and watched something else because I knew it was over. And then after that show ended, I went back and watched the end of the game. But, Andy Reid says, he read it differently, that, the defense had been good all night and he thought they could get a stop. So somebody needs to talk some reality to that man, because like I say, I think anybody else could have seen differently. I love Andy Reid. I think he's a great coach, but sometimes he reads some things like that I think are absolutely ridiculous, and it does at least cost the Chiefs a chance at winning the game. The Chiefs were playing with house money last night. They had a lot of guys out. They were going up against a very good team in Green Bay, and they were in it. They were actually, kind of in control of this game until the McCoy fumble. But then, on 4th and 3, what do you get to lose? You go for it. You give yourself a chance instead of just folding and kind of giving up is how it felt like to me. And I'm tired of that. I don't want any moral victory that the Chiefs came close with Matt Moore. That's BS. Football is a team game. You've got to go out there and find a way to win. And the Chiefs are more than capable of that. All right, so there were a lot of positives in this game. Linebacker play was not really one of them. The Chiefs did do well against the run. Green Bay had 26 carries for 118 yards and one touchdown. So that's less than 5 yards a carry. That's probably right in there around league average. So they didn't do terrible. And a lot of that damage was done very late in the game. The Chiefs, on the other hand, rushed 20 times for 88 yards and a touchdown. So, decent rushing numbers, but nothing really to write home about. Now, Rodgers was 23 of 33 for 305 yards and 3 touchdowns. And he absolutely torched the Chiefs at the linebackers. Saw PFF's Eric Eager put out a stat saying that basically between Neiman, Anthony Hitchens, and Damian Wilson, Aaron Rodgers against those guys in coverage was 11 for 11 for 180-some yards. So once again, you know, the damage was at the linebackers. And, you know, even at, you know, you could see the Packers spreading the Chiefs out. You know, on early downs, you know, when the Chiefs had their bigger package in there to stop the run, and the linebackers were just overmatched. I've been thinking about it. Darren Lee has been a big disappointment so far this year. I'm not sure he's the answer out there on the running back. You know, I think Dorian O'Daniel might be your best chance at a guy on the team right now. You know, a lot of running backs that you're going to face have good speed, and none of the Chiefs linebackers have good speed beside Darren Lee and Dorian O'Daniel. None of the others are that fast. I did see that you know, the Chiefs had Sorensen in quite a bit, and he was, you know, over the top of the running back a couple times, but he does not have enough speed to stay with the running back either. You know, Dorian O'Daniel is much faster than Sorensen, even a safety. He's faster than Tyrann Mathieu. Probably the only two people in the secondary he's not faster than are Charvarius Ward and Juan Thornhill. You know, I'm starting to think that maybe, you know, the Chiefs, if they're going to do something like that, they're going to have to, you know, maybe put Thornhill in the back and make sure that, you know, they do something a little different with their linebackers. Have, you know, the linebackers on tight ends, something like that, because it's just such a mismatch in coverage that it's tough to see how, you know, I like the idea of getting a lot of pressure on quarterbacks, and the Chiefs did a great job at getting pressure on Aaron Rodgers with their linebackers, better than I thought they could. That's definitely one thing. I didn't think they'd get the same pressure they got on Joe Flacco, but they did a really good job. I mean, Green Bay's got probably the best offensive line in football by the numbers, and they gave up 5 sacks to the Chiefs last night. But, you know, and that's great because that's what you want when you face Tom Brady in the playoffs. But, you know, I could see, you know, the Patriots putting James White out there, splitting him out wide, and, you know, having, you know, Sonny Michel run all over us, having James White split out wide and eat our linebackers alive. So the Chiefs got to figure out something there. I know I am probably on a rant right now, and I'm going to try to stop and get to the stats. Now, the Chiefs were 24 of 36 for 267 yards, 2 touchdowns. Like I said, I thought Moore, after the first drive, really did a fantastic job. He got sacked twice, but Green Bay's got a great, you know, great edge rushers. So, you know, Moore moved around the pocket well, even though he's not a super mobile guy. The Packers lost 49 yards on sacks last night. That's pretty incredible. And Green Bay only had 374 total yards. They just had, you know, the couple big plays for easy touchdowns. The Chiefs had 337 total yards, and of course the one turnover, which really seemed to swing the momentum in the game. Shady McCoy just not protecting the ball while he's running up the middle. You know, McCoy has been a disappointment to me so far this season. Another rant coming here, guys. Yeah, he can find the cutback lanes. He can pick up the 15, 20-yard runs. He looks impressive. The Chiefs have 3 losses. In both games, to me, he fumbled in both games, and that felt like the turning point in both those games. And for a veteran guy that's been in the league that long, to be doing that is ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. And it's, I'm not a coach, probably because I'm kind of a dick. sorry. It's one of the reasons. But, you know, he wouldn't be on my team. It's just the way it is. I'd rather have Darwin Thompson out there, somebody that's going to do things right. You know, somebody that's been in the league that long to be that lackadaisical when you're trying to win a championship. And the same goes for Sammy Watkins. Pull your head out of your butt. Catch the ball. I mean, my goodness. It's just a freaking joke. Sorry, rant. But, you know, this is my podcast. I'm just trying to get things off my chest that are definitely on my chest. Sorry out there, but I didn't even know I had these rants in me until I got started talking here. The Chiefs had 3 penalties for 30 yards. So that was the best game they've had penalty-wise in a long time. Packers had 4 for 25. I thought the refs did a fantastic job in this game. I didn't really notice them, which is amazing. The special teams didn't see flags on special teams, and Hardman had some good returns. The whole team looked good blocking. Green Bay was 8 of 13 on third down, which that's where they'd really struggled this year, and they didn't struggle in this game. Chiefs were 6 of 11 with Matt Moore, so, good numbers there. And then Green Bay won the time of possession, and a lot of that was just the fact that they had the ball for the majority of the fourth quarter, because really the Chiefs had the time of possession until then, and both teams had 21 first downs. Now getting to the specific numbers, say Rodgers had the 23 completions, 305 yards, 3 touchdowns. He has sacked 5 times, and he had 129 passer rating. He rushed 6 times for 29 yards. Aaron Jones had 13 carries for 67 yards. Jamal Williams had 7 for 22 and a touchdown. Aaron Jones was targeted 8 times. He caught 7 of those for 159 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jamal Williams had the 3 receptions for 14 yards. Jake Kumerow was targeted 4 times. He caught 2 of those for 48. Lazard was targeted 5 times. He caught 5 of those for 42. And Graham was targeted 5 times. Caught 3 of those for 20 yards. And that was basically the majority of their offense. On the Chiefs side, Moore completed 24 passes for 267 yards, 2 touchdowns. Had a passer rating of 107.1. 1 rush for 3 yards. McCoy had the 9 attempts for 40 yards. Had a long run of 9. Caught 4 passes for 23 yards. And he had the fumble. Damian Williams had 7 carries for 30 yards. Looked like he was running extra hard in this game. Darrell Williams had 2 carries for 10 yards. And Tyreek Hill had 1 carry for 5. Hill also caught 6 of 9 targets for 76 yards. There were times he was definitely getting double covered, even triple covered. And when teams are focusing that much on one guy, there should be other people open, if they're worth their salt. That's one reason why I like to see a guy like Byron Pringle out there on the field, especially in, say, like red zone situations, because he's so good at getting open one-on-one. And when you got 3 guys on Tyreek Hill, you're going to have other guys across the board one-on-one. Watkins caught 5 of 8 for 45 yards. Of course, Hardman had the 2 receptions for 55 yards and a touchdown. Those were more gimmicky plays. I know Hardman looks fantastic when he gets the ball in his hands. He's just going to have to refine his route running, if he really wants to be an all-around asset. Blake Bell and Darwin Thompson were both targeted. Thompson caught his 1 target for negative 1 yards. He kind of got hung out to dry big time there. But he did catch the ball, and he had a heck of a block on Sammy Watkins' first down. Reception was really important in this game and gave the Chiefs a chance. Za'Darius Smith had both of the sacks for the Packers. I believe they were both against Cam Irving. It's time. Irving's done the best job he can, but it's time for Eric Fisher to be back. Honestly, when Eric Fisher got hurt, I think he was probably the best offensive lineman on this team. Since then, I think Mitchell Schwartz has actually gotten healthier and healthier and is starting to play, up to his standards. But I do think early in the year that Schwartz, I think probably his back that he had trouble with in training camp was giving him fits because he didn't look quite as good. So when Fisher comes back, maybe you know, works his way back in, well, say 2 or 3 weeks, I think that will be probably the strongest our offensive line has been. Let's see. Blake Martinez and Darnell Savage both led the Packers with tackles with 7 apiece. Now on the Chiefs, Anthony Hitchens led the team with 7 tackles. Damian Wilson followed with 6. And then Juan Thornhill was behind them with 5. Passanio had 2 sacks. Damian Wilson had 1. Ogbah had 1. And Colin Saunders had 1. And I want to say, Colin Saunders, the last 2 weeks, he's shown improvement. You know, this week, definitely, he started to get picked on in the fourth quarter. But the Chiefs had been on the field quite a while. We've basically only got the 1 backup defensive tackle, so our defensive tackles are having to play probably too many snaps. But I do think Saunders is starting to play angry and stronger. And I think, you know, I'm glad to see that, because honestly, I was worried at one time, as much as I liked him, that he might be somebody that's overwhelmed by the NFL, but he's proven me wrong. Let's see. Let's get to snap shares. Actually, let's get to punt returns. Hardman had 3 kickoff returns, averaged 22.7 yards, and he had the 1 punt return for 18. Darwin Thompson had the 1 kickoff return for 27 yards. And then kicking, Butker was 3 for 3 on extra points, just 1 of 2 on field goals. He's been good this year on field goals, but not as good as the past couple of years. Getting to the snap counts, the Chiefs, let's see here, Rankin, Ryder, Schwartz, Irving all played 100% of the snaps, so did Matt Moore, and strangely enough, Travis Kelce played 100% of the snaps. That's by far the most he's played this year. Tyreek Hill played 90% of the snaps, Watkins 86, Tardif played 81. And, of course, Wisniewski came in for him, played 19% of the snaps. But Wisniewski, he seems to fit right in on this offensive line. This is a very good veteran signing for a guy during the season. DeMarcus Robinson played 64% of the snaps, Damian Williams 42%, McCoy 39%. After McCoy's fumble, I'm not sure that he saw the field. Blake Bell played 31% of the snaps, so we were in 2 tight ends. 31% of the time last night, trying to give extra protection. And probably had those extra tight ends in when we ran the ball. And then Hardman only had 9 snaps. So I think that's his fewest snap count this season. And that's because, you know, we used the 2 tight ends quite a bit. And then we had Hill and Watkins both healthy. So Robinson was clearly the number 3 receiver. Even though I honestly think it should be Pringle. Let's see, Darrell Williams had 9 snaps, Sherman had 8, and Darwin Thompson had the 2 snaps. On defense, Juan Thornhill played 99% of the snaps, Ogbah 90%. Well, that's a lot for a defensive end. Damian Wilson 83%, Hitchens 81%, Passanio 74%. So the other defensive end, he was out there a lot. Naughty played 70%, and Saunders played 67%. That is a big amount for those 2 guys. You know, ideally they'd be a lot less than that. Hopefully. You know, Saunders, he's showed some things. When Chris Jones gets back, if Jones can play 60-65% of the snaps and Saunders play 30-35%, I think that's a good fit. Naughty, he's going to have somebody step up behind him to really give him any kind of break. Bashaud Breeland played 61% of the snaps, Sorensen 55%, Okafor 51%. And then Ragland 48%, Claiborne 39%, Mike Pinnell, the other nose tackle, the guy I was talking about probably needing to step up, he actually played 35% of the snaps. Fenton played 20% of the snaps. I'm proud of Fenton. He was the 3rd corner last night. he's not really popped off the screen to me as bad, which is probably a very good thing. And then Neiman played 13% of the snaps. Getting to the next gen stats, Passanio had the fastest sack, 3.3 seconds. The reason I thought that the Chiefs wouldn't be able to get as many sacks this week is I thought Aaron Rodgers would get rid of the ball extremely fast. But the Chiefs' corners and man coverage did such a good job, he didn't have anybody to go too fast. Green Bay's wide receiving core is not fantastic without Devontae Adams. The Chiefs' corners did a really good job. Mecole Hardman was the fastest Chief at 20.13 miles an hour. But on the Packers' side, Aaron Jones hit almost 21 miles an hour. Matt Moore's passing chart looks very good. He spread the ball around everywhere. He only went deep over 20 yards twice. But he was one of two on that, the one pass being the floater to Travis Kelce, which was a phenomenal play. Rodgers, his passing chart looks strange, and I'd heard this about Rodgers, but I hadn't really seen it myself until this game. But in the middle of the field, he only threw two passes. He was one of two, and the one completion was behind the line of scrimmage. So he does not attack the middle of the field, and that's how he throws no picks. Because that's the most contested part of the field, and he just avoids it. It's also a reason why it's very hard for him to get rid of the ball very quickly. He made a couple phenomenal throws last night, though. I really wish Mahomes could have played that game just to see what Mahomes would have done to match him. Aaron Jones, he had 13 carries for 67 yards. Looks like he was successful, pretty much wherever he ran. Damian Williams, he looks fine. McCoy, his chart looks very good. Looks like behind the right guard, he had his most success. 6 attempts for 24 yards, so nothing really right home about, but good. The Packers really did not have good coverage on the Chiefs. On their receptions, Reed did a good job of scheming people open. The receivers did a good job because the only guy that wasn't, better than league average open was Sammy Watkins, who was close to league average open. Now, on the flip side, the Chiefs had great coverage on Geronimo Allison, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, and Jake Kumerow. They struggled with Jimmy Graham, the tight end, and Alan Lazard. And, of course, the running back isn't listed in this. And then defensive pass rush. This doesn't include for the Chiefs the blitzing linebackers because it's the guys who had the most pass rushing snaps. So on the Chiefs, Tenno Passanio was basically right at league average on pass rush. And then nobody else was really that close. And then on the Packers, they didn't have a single guy that was league average on pass rush, which is pretty amazing. Matt Moore, he did a good job of getting rid of the ball, and he did a good job of moving around the pocket to get away from those guys. I was really impressed with his pocket presence and pocket movement. I don't know that I really have any more to say about that game. Minnesota comes to town this next week. I think that is a bigger matchup problem than the Packers were. We'll see how things go. Even if the Chiefs happen to lose that game, they're 5-4. They're still in control of this division. But like I mentioned in my last podcast, how the Chiefs' schedule doesn't look near as tough in the second half of the season. The Raiders' schedule now looks very easy for the rest of the season. So they might put up a little bit of a fight for the division. That is all I got. Go Chiefs. I know that I am really lame and that the podcast is never over when I actually say that it is over. But I want to end every podcast this season just by saying that the Chiefs are winning the Super Bowl this year.